Welcome to the Ten Pin Podcast.
He's the greatest! He's the greatest!
Well, welcome to the Ten Pin Podcast. First, I want to start with the heartfelt condolences of the families that were lost in the tragic accident that claimed the life of Kobe Bryant, his family. Rest in peace, number 24, Mamba. Thanks for what you did on and off the court. Now, getting past the somber moments, gonna hit this with the Hall of Fame Classic. The PBA got off to a fantastic start. I cannot say any more about Tommy Jones and the 300 in the championship game. That was just absolutely fantastic for Tommy Jones.
Yo, Adrian!
Something else I've got to mention too with that is Chris Barnes and his American flag bowling shoes. I'm not sure if those were Dexter's or not, but they were absolutely fantastic. Cannot say enough about those shoes. Those were amazing. I know that's part of the Team USA that Chris Barnes has been a part of for a lot of years now, but wow, I mean, fantastic. Also, part of the PBA Hall of Fame Classic, Belmo on the mic. That was pretty fantastic. I have never heard Belmo doing some commentating, and I will say he did a fantastic job and a lot of great insight that happened from that. That was definitely a highlight to the telecast. Belmo also doing his two hands for Australia. That is a fantastic thing that he's doing to help with the wildfires in Australia. Many of you, if you don't know, Jason Belmonte is from Australia, and he's put together quite a thing for Australian wildfires that are happening there. So let's get into some of the stuff that actually happened during the PBA Hall of Fame Classic. One thing that was a little concerning for the broadcast was the lane issues that happened in the first and second match. Kind of put a little bit of delay and a hamper on the thing. I know the broadcast team did a fairly good job. Brandi Peterson, fantastic as always. But yeah, that was kind of a hamper. I was a little disappointed in that, but nothing out of the norm, nothing that, you know, wasn't fixed fairly quickly. So they moved on past that pretty good. So I thought, honestly, Barnes looked very relaxed in the first match, and he looked poised for number 20. You know, 258 closes out the 10th, Butteriff 7 splits and opens in the 10th off the rack delay, and Barnes moved on to match number 2 against Oscar Parlerman. Some more lane issues happened in match number 2, like I mentioned before. And then Chris Barnes with an incredible split conversion in the 6th that was definitely Hall of Fame worthy, the 4-7-10. Chris Barnes won match number 2 against Oscar, 254-249. Moved on to match number 3, which is the Battle of the Hall of Famers and the battle for number 20, Chris Barnes versus Tommy Jones. Tommy Jones just has that Tommy Jones swag, man. I cannot get over the Tommy Jones swag. It was amazing, as always. Both the lanes really started breaking down. The urethane ball spreading the oil. Barnes putting up the hand. When Joan leaves, the 5 was priceless. Going back to league bowling days, I'll try to keep this a little PG. Everybody that's a bowling fan out there knows what the 5 fingers up in the hand is whenever you leave the 5 pin. Tommy Jones defeated Chris Barnes and moved on to face Darren Tang, which Darren Tang looked fantastic. Looked a little nervous, I'm not going to lie. And Tommy Jones just continuously rocking that swag into the championship match at the PBA Hall of Fame Classic. Tommy definitely figured out the right lane during the championship match, and Jones smashed the first 9 going into the 10th frame for that 300. A lot of great moments between him and his daughter that were shown on the TV. That was just really fantastic. And like I mentioned at the very beginning, Tommy Jones bowled the 300. He was the 27th bowler to do it on TV. Gets the extra 10 G's, which is a great payday. So Tommy Jones won the 2020 Hall of Fame Classic, and what a way to start the year. As I'm recording this, last week's championship rounds were bold. I will commentate on that one on the next podcast that I throw down. With that, we are definitely going to move on to some racings.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys. 20 years of trying, 20 years of frustration. Dale Earnhardt will come to the caution flag to win the Daytona 500.
Goodyear makes a move. Little Al wins by just a few tenths of a second.
But it's going to be Dale Earnhardt Jr. using lessons learned from his father to go from sixth to first and score the victory with a Pepsi 400. Sounds sad.
All right. Well, one of the things that I'm really looking forward to this year in the racing season is most definitely this new IndyCar body, the Red Bull Aero Screen package that they have moved on and put on the IndyCars. A lot of people are giving it some heat. I think it honestly looks fantastic. It kind of looks like a race ship. I'm very interested to see times, especially when they come to the month of May and they start hitting the oval portion of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I am really looking forward to what is going to happen with that. Also, kind of a shout out here to Scott Dixon. He definitely rolled out with the 24 Hours of Daytona, and they won that event. That was a I didn't catch too much of it, but I tuned in just kind of at the very end of it. 24 hours is a long race, not going to lie, but congrats to Scott Dixon on one of the cool things that I noticed the other day in the sports world of IndyCar was Santino Ferrucci switching cars at Coyne for upcoming IndyCar season. I was kind of shocked by that. He's stepping into the vacated seat by the four-time IndyCar champion, Sebastian Bourdais. Should be a very interesting seat change for him, and And kind of switching on with that, definitely looking forward to see what's going to happen with the NASCAR upcoming season. Some rule package changes there, so it should be interesting to see how that comes about. But yeah, it should be an interesting season. I know I've seen a lot of social media come from Haley Deegan and her moving into the ARCA series. So that should be a pretty interesting race to see how she does in the draft and progresses forward. I know she gets a lot of bad rap for being the next Danica Patrick, but you know, I've seen a lot of races with her in it, and she definitely has that progressive, not-going-to-be-bullied mentality on the race car. I mean, her first win, she clearly moved the guy out of the way to take the victory, and you know, that's the kind of thing you need to see from not only young drivers, but any driver that wants to get into victory lane. So I am really, really looking forward to what she does in the ARCA series and to see what is going to happen in the upcoming racing this year. It should be a pretty fantastic year for motorsports. One of the cool things, too, that I'm looking forward to this year in the NASCAR season is when NASCAR and the Xfinity Cup comes to Indy, they are actually going to run the Indy road course. So that should be a very interesting changeup. I know the Brickyard 400 and the weekend here in Indy has struggled for the past few years. So I definitely think that should be a pretty cool changeup. Something else that just happened over the weekend was Kyle Larson finally won the exclusive Chili Bowl. Took him 13 tries, but hey, you know, that is a very difficult race with a lot of talented open-wheel drivers, so congrats out to there to Kyle Larson and the Chili Bowl win. Also, as many of you know, this is going to be Jimmy Johnson's final year in NASCAR. So hopefully we get to see some good things this year from Mr. Johnson. Also, I would love to see Jimmy hop in an IndyCar. I mean, why not, Jimmy? You might not hear this podcast, but if you do, hey, let's see it happen. Let's make it happen. Also, same goes for Kyle Busch. Coming off this championship year in 2019, I definitely am a Kyle Busch fan. He's got that, for lack of a better term, intimidator mentality. He definitely takes no crap from nobody, and he hates to lose, which I know he gets a lot of crap for that, but man, that is a talented individual in a race car. All right, moving away from the racing, going to talk a little bit about this past weekend and the UFC event with Conor McGregor and Donald Cowboy Cerrone. Man, Conor McGregor put on a show. I mean, the inventiveness of that guy. Inventiveness is a word. Sorry about that. I've got...
There's a flag on the play.
My bad. So... Conor McGregor, man, he put on a show. Shoulder shots, I mean, that is just, you know, totally inventive with the striking and then the head kick that finally put Cerrone away. Just fantastic. I thought it was a pretty good card up and down. The Holly Holm fight was a little bit boring for my taste, but, you know, she come away with a victory, which is good for Holly. I was a little disappointed in seeing the news that Paige Van Zandt has a broken arm again. Man, I feel bad for her. She has come a long way, a long road to recovery with that stuff that's been going on. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the next card. Now, I'm looking forward to who might be in Conor McGregor's future. Maybe Khabib again, which would be a fantastic fight. Definitely not a fan of Khabib. Just the way he puts himself off. Sorry, bro, but, you know, don't need none of that bad vibes up in here. So one of the other headlines that's making waves is the baseball sign stealing. This is kind of heartbreaking for me. I'm a huge Boston Red Sox fan. Just Alex Cora, man. And you could have done so much better. Definitely drives me nuts, man. Bad vibes. Obviously, he's been terminated from the Boston Red Sox. I thought he was a fantastic manager, did a lot of good things. But, you know, they are really cracking down on this sign stealing. So we are going to see what plays out with that. But I can only imagine that he's going to have a hefty fine and hefty suspension. I would really hate to see them ban him for life. Don't think that's going to happen, but definitely could. So very interested to move forward with that one. Seeing something come across ESPN, which I thought was very interesting, is the possibility of the umpires being mic'd this year. I mean, that would be extremely insightful. It might be a little scary to see what actually comes out of some of these guys' mouth and how they interact with the umpires. But that would definitely be interesting to say the least. Also, got to get a huge congratulations to the 2020 Hall of Fame inductees for Major League Baseball, Derek Jeter and Larry Walker. Man, I've watched Derek Jeter for a long time. Obviously, being a huge Red Sox fan, it was hard to watch him sometimes. But one of the coolest things I ever seen from Derek Jeter was his explanation of wearing number two. And that stuck with me as a young kid. I always... wore number two growing up playing sports. Just his explanation of it was he always wore number two because he always wanted to be number one. That dedication and drive is just a fantastic philosophy. And hopefully I can just, you know, branch that down to my kids. But huge congratulations, Derek Jeter and Larry Walker. Well-deserved congratulations.
This is the way.
Yes, this is the way. Also, just want to give a little bit of a recap. This year's 2019 PBA Player of the Year awards went down and the Hall of Fame came down. So Tommy Jones elected to the PBA Hall of Fame, which was awesome, obviously, with winning the tournament as well with the 300 in the championship match. Just fantastic for the PBA. Looking forward to a fantastic 2020 season. Also, Jason Belmonte, like I said, winning the Player of the Year. And also just another rehash, if anybody checks out this podcast, or the Two Hands for Australia. A great benefit going on for Australia that Jason Belmonte has put on and is putting on. So I would like to thank everybody for checking me out and listening to the very first 10 Pin podcast. If you could, go on to all the social media platforms and look up at 10 Pin Podcast. There'll be a lot more of these coming out. There'll be a lot more structured and a lot more information. Wanted to put this one together and see how it went. And we will move forward from here. Once again, thank everybody for listening. Check us out. 10 Pin Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the 10 Pin Podcast.
He's the greatest! He's the greatest! Oh,
forget to check us out on all social media platforms at 10pin podcast.